Next, we're going to hear some suggestions for ways to start a Thanksgiving feast. On this pre-holiday weekend, we're joined by Chester Aaron. He's become a familiar voice to regular listeners of this program. He's a garlic farmer. He's also a writer who sends us his essays about farming and small business. And, of course, the 97 different varieties of garlic that he grows in Occidental California. Chester Aaron has prepared some Thanksgiving appetizers for us, and he's in the studios of public radio station KRCB in Rohnert Park, California. Mr. Aaron, welcome.
Thank you.
So you've sent me some stuff here. I know you're sitting there in Occidental with some food in front of you. I've got some food in front of me. And we should mention that that we will have recipes on our website, npr.org, for people who decide that they'd actually like to try this stuff themselves. But how should you begin your Thanksgiving day when it comes to eating?
I put three bowls of hummus on the table. Into each bowl, I have pressed a different garlic.
Well, give me a minute here, if you don't mind. You've been so kind as to... Got a bag of crackers here, a bag of just saltines, and got a number of containers in front of me that you've sent by overnight express. The first one is Creole Red. Tell me about Creole Red.
Creole Red is what is called a soft neck silver skin garlic.
And while you're describing it, you don't mind if I just open up some of these crackers?
Please be your guest.
But keep talking while I'm...
It has rose to red cloves, and its flavor is, to me... mild and sweet.
Mild? Whoa, this stuff's powerful.
wait till you get to the red toch.
You mean we're just beginning on the scale?
You're just beginning.
Well, let me take a drink of water if you don't mind.
All right. What you should have is a little bite of apple.
A little bite of apple will clear the palate?
Sure. Absolutely. You notice that you're talking like a wine taster now, which often happens when people taste and respond to garlic.
Well, if a little glass of wine would also clear the palate
that
for me,
would help.
It? Maybe there's not time for that. Okay, we'll go on to the next little plastic container here, and this is red toch, T-O-C-H?
Red toch is what is called a soft neck artichoke. It means that the cloves come up around the core like artichoke leaves. And it's from the Republic of Georgia.
It's not as
hot as the other garlics. But it's, for me, it's a very rich, earthy taste.
And this is a sentimental favorite for you, isn't it?
That's right. My father was from Georgia, and when I found this garlic, the Russian farmer gave it to me and said, red toch. I said, what's toch? He said, toch liavri, village where garlic grows. And I said, that's where my father was born.
I'll be darned.
That got me going.
Well, let me give a taste of the red toch. And you're warning me this is going to be a little bit hotter than the last stuff?
A little bit hotter, but a hell of a lot. Richer. Richer.
Okay.
Richer.
All right, here we go.
Am I correct?
It's a hell of a lot richer.
There you are.
Okay, this next thing, we have a somewhat larger plastic container here, and it's labeled Asian Tempest. What is that?
Now, Asian Tempest, for me, is the hottest garlic I have.
Uh-oh.
And I've mixed that into boiled artichoke and mayonnaise, grated cheese, and jalapeno pepper.
Oh, because the garlic's not hot enough.
The garlic has a different kind of heat.
Right. It tastes like nacho cheese.
Oh, God.
I don't mean to insult you. There's a sense of nacho cheese in here.
Thanks a lot.
It's good. It's tasty.
All right.
I've eaten lots of nachos in my day.
I accept your apology.
I've been to lots of basketball games. It's what you eat at the basketball game.
But you don't eat garlic at basketball games.
Well, maybe people should. So tell us about this next and final item that we have here.
Okay.
This is some root soup that you've sent me.
This is almost the exact recipe my father gave me as a child, and it has 4,576 vitamins in it and 27 minerals. Yeah.
Okay.
And in many cases, he told me that as a child, this was all he ate for breakfast or supper.
So this is, I mean, not to denigrate this in any way, but to describe it, this is a poor man's food. I mean, this is...
That's right.
Really rich smell to this thing. And it's bright red.
It starts with the beet borscht. And then to the beet borscht, in a Cuisinart, I put turnips, rutabaga, parsnips, that sort of thing, carrots, and garlic. And the only broth that I use is the water left from the boiling of the vegetables. So it's really a vegetable soup. It's a thick soup. It's almost a full meal in itself.
These are the first beets that I've willingly eaten since I was in about the second grade, you know. Very good. Very tasty.
Oh, thank you.
So what will you be doing for Thanksgiving, Mr. Aaron?
I will be contributing these dishes to a dinner about 20 miles from my home. And since I am the garlic guy, I was designated to bring anything I chose, and I choose these.
Have you ever chosen to be the man who makes the turkey?
No. I am fighting turkeys on my farm because they are attacking my garlic.
You've got wild turkeys on your farm?
Oh, God, do I have wild turkeys on my farm.
Why not, you know, wouldn't that make you maybe feel good to be, you know, eating one, preparing one is kind of Chester's revenge?
Wild turkeys tend to be gamier and tougher.
Well, I want to tell you one thing, Chester. They're eating garlic, so according to your own philosophy, they're going to be living very, very long, aren't they?
That's true. That's true. I'm afraid so.
Chester Aaron is a garlic farmer and a writer in Occidental California. He's a regular contributor to this program, All Things Considered. Chester, thanks very much for sending this stuff up. Really enjoyed it.
Thank you very much, Dave.
And we could not approach Thanksgiving without offering one more recipe. If you were a fan of Mama Stamberg's cranberry relish recipe offered every Thanksgiving by NPR's own Susan Stamberg, you can find a link to that recipe on our homepage at npr.org. And, of course, Chester's recipes are there, too.